With me on the line is Michael Froelich with the National Biodiesel Board's Washington, D.C. office. Michael, I've heard some talk that the tax credits for renewable fuels, possibly even the biodiesel tax credit, could get passed by Congress during the lame duck session. What are you guys hearing in Washington?
Well, we've heard the exact same thing. Before Congress went out of session, Finance Chairman Senator Max Baucus, Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, when the biodiesel tax credit failed in the past legislation what was in, the Grassley Amendment to the Small Jobs Business Act, he made clear that he wanted to deal with tax incentives when they returned, specifically mentioning the biodiesel tax incentive. And we know there's been a number of members on both sides of the aisle that have continually brought this issue up time and again throughout the year, speaking that they want to deal with this. Unfortunately, throughout the process this year, it seems that the biodiesel tax credit has been caught up in legislation that has had difficulty passing, it's had kind of had some kind of partisan ire to it that's prevented it from going through. But it's very likely that they will pass the biodiesel tax credit when they return.
What makes you think though? What makes you think this time it'll be different? Because they've kind of built us up before on this and not been able to come through.
Well, certainly, and I don't want to give the impression that it's a sure thing by any means. This Congress has been very unpredictable, if anything, from a traditional standpoint. Usually, tax extenders are legislation that kind of sails through. Kind of looking from that, perch, when I look down, it seems that some of the pieces are in place there for them to pass this biodiesel tax credit in the lame duck session. That being said, though, it's very difficult to kind of handicap or put what the odds may be, because the length of the lame duck session and how they approach it could vary differently depending on the outcome of the upcoming midterm elections.
Well, yeah, and how much are you concerned that a major shift in either the House or Senate or both could derail this again, and we wouldn't have anything until, well, at least we'd have to start over in January when they come back in.
There's two schools of thought on if there's a shift in power in terms of Republicans taking over the House or the Senate, what will actually get done if they'll try to cram some things through that were. Contentious before, and they figure that this is their one last chance, or they might be a little bit more amicable. It's just really difficult to tell. It depends, I guess, on when they return, how they want to set the agenda. They still need to find an offset to the cost of the biodiesel tax credit, unless they decide to waive the PAYGO rules. It does have a little bit of an uphill battle, so we'll have to sit back and kind of sit in a holding pattern, unfortunately, until they return in mid-November, which is, once again, it's unfortunate because we've sat through, we're going into our 11th month here without the tax credit being renewed, which is simply unacceptable and shows a fundamental failure to govern by the Congress to get this tax incentive done when you look at the history of it and how successful it's been.
Well, how disappointed are you that this doesn't seem to be a big priority of the administration? Although it talks clean energy a lot, there's very little action. I mean, no one from the Obama administration has really pushed Congress to get the biodiesel tax credit renewed.
Right, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. That's been one of the biggest frustrations, personally, for myself and throughout the industry, not only for the folks that work at the National Biodiesel Board, but for many of our members, is we hear all this talk about clean energy, renewable energy, green jobs. It seems like it's great for a press event or a great soundbite, but it seems like they can't see the forest for the trees. Passing the biodiesel tax credit would almost instantaneously create 12,000 jobs that have been lost. People would be rehired, plants would go back online to high production rates, and our estimates say that we could create another 12,000 jobs in the 6 months following that. So that's 24,000 jobs that you could put right out on the table. And when you're talking about jobs and renewable fuel and clean fuel and also jobs again when we're in this economy, when it seems that we're shedding jobs left and right, it's kind of one of those things where you sit here, you left scratch your head wondering why something so fundamental and rudimentary Congress seems to ignore.
Michael, some good information, some good insight from Washington there. Anything else our audience should know about what you guys are expecting about the biodiesel tax credit possibly renewed during the lame duck session, or if we'll have to wait some longer?
The best thing to do is to kind of keep your eyes out, you know, at biodiesel.org. We'll have any information posted. But as soon as they return for their lame duck session, it's going to be the number one priority. And right now we're laying the groundwork to do everything we can once they return. Obviously, the makeup is going to change, and how they approach some things might change. But we're doing everything we can on our end. So be sure to check in and update, and calls to their members and senators will be very helpful in this process moving forward.
Michael Froelich with the National Biodiesel Board's Washington office. Michael, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.